this revelation that you're talking about, Darren, he revealed them through the Spirit, capital S in Spirit.
Yeah, but we're talking here about mysteries.
Yes, for the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. He goes in to the very creator of the universe for us, on our behalf, and he gets out all these wonderful, rich treasures and mysteries.
Well, now here he's breaking out, and I love this chapter because it opens up so many doorways to the spirit world. And folks, let's get it straight. The spirit world belongs to us, not to the devil and his crowd.
That's right.
The spirit world belongs to us, and we need to rule and reign and have dominion there as well as here. Mm-hmm. If you don't have dominion in the unseen world, you don't have some authority there and a reputation there, you're not going to have that moving for you on the earth, because the spirit world is a controlled dimension of the physical dimension.
That's right.
You need to be healed, for example, in the spirit before you're healed in the flesh.
That's right. And it's only the spirit of man that knows these things. You know, it says in John 6:63, Darren, the flesh profits nothing. And we need to recognize that and not go by the flesh knowledge anymore, but go by the spirit.
Well, I like verse 11. For who
yes.
among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of that man, which is in him? Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
Now, we have received not the Spirit, small s, by the way.
Yes,
we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things freely given to us by God.
It's free.
Well,
it's free.
It's free, but unless you have Holy Spirit to explain that to you and give it to you by revelation, you won't know what's yours.
Mm-hmm.
And you may get to the end of your life, you may get to heaven's door, and you may find out, oh, I lived on crackers and cheese, and I could have had steak and lobster. You know? I could
right.
have had the good things of the Spirit, but I just, by consent of ignorance and laziness, mm-hmm. I decided, well, not only that, Darren, I just didn't want to be that accountable. I just didn't want to know, because I thought, well, that would make me a whole lot more accountable, and I would have to give up a whole lot more things, and that's true. But also, in making that decision, you cheated yourself. God didn't cheat you out of that.
Mm-hmm.
You cheated yourself.
That's right.
By saying, well, if I don't know that stuff, if I never study that stuff, I won't have to be accountable to it.
Mm-hmm.
And now on top of that, there's some say it's wrong and it's a little scary.
But if we want the revelation and we want to know the mysteries, we've got to do this, Darren. And how does Holy Spirit deliver these mysteries and revelation to us? It says here, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit. What does that mean to us? It's not the language that we communicate to people with he's going to deliver these in. It's going to be languages that we don't know. And that's why I believe people like Dr. Kenneth Hagin, he says, I strive to speak in the Spirit an hour a day, because it's in the Spirit where we receive these mysteries and this revelation revealed to us.
Also, as we're going to talk about in our next message, that's where you get edified. You get your
yes.
battery charged spiritually.
Yes.
Now, let me read this again. The natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. And we have some people come up and say something like this, Darren, this makes absolutely no sense to me. Well, it's still foolishness to that person. And he cannot understand them because they are spiritually understood.
That's
but
right.
He who is spiritual apprises all things or understands all things, yet he himself is understood by no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he should instruct him? In other words, we're not going to instruct God. He's going to instruct us. But we have the mind of Christ.
That's true. I want to go back to verse 15. The natural man thinks all of this is foolishness. And that's one way that we can discern whether a man is born again or not. When he poo-poos this teaching and he puts down Holy Spirit, Darren, we can know, we can identify this man as a natural man, a carnal man, in other words. But this spiritual man appraises all things. What does the word appraises mean? I went into the Amplified Bible to see what this word appraises. The spiritual man appraises all things. What does he do? The spiritual man, and all of you who believe in Jesus are spiritual people, he examines, he investigates, he questions, he evaluates, he inquires into spiritual things. This is a man that doesn't sit on his duff and doesn't expect things to be given to him. He goes out and he earnestly desires and he goes after it. He really goes after it. He investigates. He inquires into. You're that kind of man, Darren. When you get onto a project of some kind, you go for it. You go for the gusto. like the world says. I hate to say that, but it's a beer commercial. But it really, the spiritual man does go for the gusto, everything. You
know, my dad used to get really irritated with me when I was a little guy. He'd say, "You're a question box or something?" Well, sometimes that's a negative because you're driving that parent's trying to think about something else and you're demanding questions to, you know, maybe that seems like an idiot thing to your dad, you know. But Holy Spirit likes that. You know, I've had almost like I was hearing a conversation in heaven, and it was like between the Father and Holy Spirit, and they said, "Oh, here comes Darren. Just give him what he wants because he's going to pester us until he gets it." Now, let me tell you, that tenacity will pay off for you. And when it says earnestly desire, in fact, I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians 12:1. And here's what it says. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, in other words, spiritual understandings and spiritual operations, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I don't want you to be unaware. Some translations say I don't want you to be ignorant. Then if we go over, I believe it's the 31st verse, it says earnestly desire the greater gifts. You know, we need to covet those.
That's right.
We need to say, now I'm in conversation with the Lord a lot of the hours a day because there are things I want to know. And when I get onto a subject or onto an area of interest for me, I'm saying, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you for the revelation in this area. Would you take me to a book? Would you send a message my way or a person, a scripture? Guide me in the Holy Scriptures that I might find the answer to what I'm looking for here.
That's right.
Because you're the one that says earnestly desire the spiritual gifts.
Well, and what does he think of as ignorance? But the world system, those men who are educated by our secular colleges and our secular schools, that's ignorance. And yet they come to us and they say, "You're ignorant. You don't know science. You don't know the facts. You don't know..." But we're not looking for the facts, Darren.
Well,
we're looking for the truth.
Well, what they're saying is you don't know the ways of the world.
That's right.
And what we're saying in response, we don't believe the ways of the world are what we're looking for.
That's right. Absolutely.
And that's not where the answers
are. That's right.
So we're talking about here a conflict between two worlds,
a
conflict between the natural world and the spiritual world. Let's put it another way. We many times are talking about a conflict between disease and health. We're talking about a conflict between flipping coins and drawing straws to govern your life.
That's right.
Or the Holy Spirit way, where he says, "I came to guide you into all truth and to tell you of things to come." He can tell you when the devil has a roadblock set up for you.
That's right.
And you need to know that.
For what is the end result of all of this? What is our goal as Christians? To have the mind of Christ.
Right.
It's the very last phrase in 1 Corinthians 2. That is the thing that we are working towards. That is the thing that we're doing all this for, to have the very mind of Christ.
You know, Barbara, I've enjoyed this study on Holy Spirit, and I wouldn't trade the relationship I have with Holy Spirit for anything, any amount of money, land, treasure. I wouldn't trade that. So, Father God, as we end this teaching today, I just thank you. And we cover this teaching with the blood of the Lamb, Jesus. We say that it can't be stolen. It can't be altered. Lord, I say that this message is going into the heart of the listeners. And, Father God, I know that Holy Spirit will plant this in their hearts. And I'm saying the devil can never rip the seed of this word out of their hearts, that it will come to growth and to maturity, and that will produce a bountiful crop in the kingdom of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for anointing us like you did Jesus to perform signs and wonders and to have that marvelous gift of that Holy Spirit language. Thank you for speaking through us when there are things we need, for praying through us the perfect mind of God in every situation. Thank you. Amen.
And Father, I thank you that you're making the hearts of the listeners hungry for this next message that we're going to give. And Father God, that they will be ready to be baptized in Holy Spirit if they're not, and ready if they have been baptized in the Holy Spirit and they're not using it, Father God, that they will be ready to begin to use it and begin to ask you for the different gifts. Thank you, Father, that they're going to earnestly desire the spiritual gifts for edification. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Well, what can we say except God bless you, we love you.